Hey guys, thanks for joining us for 50 awesome episodes. As per usual, this episode contains language that is not suitable for everybody.
Alrighty, welcome to Super Skull, your weekly New Comic Day audio digest. That was weird. I guess there's something wrong. Well, I'll just try that again. Alrighty, welcome to Super Skull, your weekly New Comic Day audio digest, recorded live to tape from the
50 episodes. Woo! Eat it, naysayers.
Yeah, all those naysayers.
50 episodes in the bank.
Nobody naysayed.
We have some pretend naysayers.
Eat it, naysayers. Come on, Nick.
I created all of these enemies in my mind, and all of them thought we couldn't do it. But here we are, episode 50.
What up?
Hence the noisemakers. I think we should just blow these every time we get bored today.
I don't think it's going to happen. My energy is at 1,000,000%.
Wow. I'm going to be blowing it constantly in between my naps.
Tell me more.
I will just be blowing this thing so hard. Like when I wake up from my naps in between listening to you guys talk,
yeah.
I will blow this thing. Exactly. That was the perfect.
That was me waking up from a nap. Okay.
Example.
Nevertheless, it is the name of the podcast is Super Skull.
It is.
We are a weekly New Comic Day audio digest, and we record in association with the Ann Arbor District Library.
Somehow
they allow us to do that. Today, there's like balloons all over the
place. Oh, yeah, they're everywhere.
We have a cupcake.
A giant cupcake.
We had two cupcakes. One of them was...
I ate mine.
Lactose free.
Yeah, it was vegan because I have special dietary needs.
But now it's gone.
And I destroyed it with my mouth. Oh, man, that's such a big cupcake, dude.
Look how big that cupcake is,
y'all. Is there marshmallow on the inside?
It's like some creme, butter creme.
Ugh.
It's kind of intense.
Yeah, it looks great. Mm.
Well,
can you guys feed it to each other like you're getting married and me hope that you put
let's
it in?
Let's wait and see where it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's wait
yeah.
and see where the afternoon goes.
Good.
This podcast is in association with Vault of Midnight, Earth's finest comic books and stuff out of Ann Arbor, Michigan.
That's true.
My name is Nick Weibar. What's your name?
My name is Marcus Schwimmer.
What's your name?
Curtis Sullivan.
Pleasure, gentlemen.
Sometimes referred to as Sweet Baby now, I guess. Something.
I'd say more than sometimes.
We were, Curtis and I were guests on a podcast last night.
Yeah.
And that's how they introduced him. They introduced him as Curtis Sweet Baby Sullivan.
Yeah.
And it filled my tiny heart with joy.
That's awesome. What podcast were you a guest on?
Fluxtaposed was the name of it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Awesome. Out of Grand Rapids.
Yeah. Out of Grand Rapids.
Yeah. That's thanks great. To those dudes for.
For having us on. Yeah. It was really cool. We'll probably link to it. I'm sure that it's gone up by now.
Yeah, I think it was going up today.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You can hear me and Curtis be goofuses on somebody else's podcast for a change instead
awesome.
Of on our own podcast.
Yeah, it'll be totally different than this podcast.
So yeah, it's 50 episodes, gentlemen. Did you ever think we'd make it?
There were moments that
that was a rhetorical question.
Oh, sorry.
I live for this podcast, you guys.
Yeah, no, I do. It's been a road. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. We're going to talk about the road to getting to 50.
You want to reminisce a little bit?
I do. I definitely do, because there have been some ups and some downs.
Yeah.
But it has been an absolute blast. Nick is wearing just this beautiful pageantry scarf.
Is that a shawl?
Shawl?
It's a sash. It's called sash.
Oh,
yep.
Sash.
I'm feeling sashy.
Yeah.
I'm ready to podcast.
Ooh, maybe we'll do a hot and sashy today
starring
Nick Weibar.
Outstanding.
That's a great idea.
Well, if you never have listened to this podcast before, it's kind of weird to come into it 50 episodes in, but that's something that you chose to do. Thank you for doing that, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the perfect place.
Maybe this is the perfect jumping on point.
Maybe this will be our best podcast ever.
Yeah. You know what we should do, you guys? Like comic books do, we should renumber the podcast and just start over at number one.
I think
volume
you're right.
two, number one.
Yeah. This is, I can't believe I never thought about this.
Well, the next issue we'll do will be a zero issue, right?
Yeah, totally.
Then we'll do an annual.
Then we'll do a 0.5.
0.5, and then we'll renumber at number one. It'll be all new, all different, Super Skull show.
Do a Halloween special.
Is
number
the
one.
Zero an origin story, and we just pretend it's our first podcast, and we've never done this
like
before?
Like we all just wander in and saw a bunch of microphones
exactly.
sitting around and...
It's
oh,
not
hello.
A bad idea.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. What's this?
Awesome. Hey,
Well, you guys want to talk about some comic books or what?
I do. There's a lot of good comics this week.
Yes. True.
There are a lot of good comics this week. That's right. And 50 episodes later, I think we've managed to say that in every single episode.
There was one I can think of where we were like, it was during the holidays.
No comics this week.
Yeah, I think we talked about toys a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Skip week or whatever. Yeah.
Well, we every week pick one comic a piece. And if you can only read a few things, consider the following, if you will. I'm actually going to start, if
yeah,
that's
you should.
Okay.
You
whatever.
Should.
Yeah.
I don't have a party hat on anymore. I was going to take my party hat off. I would like to just completely kill the mood, if I may.
Yeah, do that.
Is that okay with you guys?
It's fine with me. I'll bring it back. I got enough energy for all of us.
I'm counting on you guys to bring it back. So we're also on video here.
Yeah.
Which we should probably mention.
Yeah, that's nuts.
This is weird. It's weird for me.
I don't know about this.
I like looking at myself.
You look awesome right now with those glasses
I'll
on.
I'll say
dude.
It.
You actually are. You're owning it.
Thanks, man. I love this podcast. And I love being goofy. Now I get to be goofy on the podcast and people can see it.
On a camera.
I would have wore a tie, I think, if I would have known we were.
I definitely would have worn a tie.
I would have wore a tie. Mm.
I would have rethought my book choice. Mm. But I'm not going to rethink it because no. It was really, really good.
Yeah, it's a good
so
book.
This week I picked Not Funny, Haha.
Yeah.
So.
Aptly named.
A Handbook for Something Hard. Let's get serious for just a minute. I don't want to spend a ton of time talking about this book because
yeah.
It is the 50th episode. We're having a little bit of silly time fun here a little bit. But this book was so good that we talked about it for a long time. We decided it was worth kind of getting into.
For
yeah.
Sure.
We all read it. We all, I was quite moved by it.
Yeah. So this is, you got to take those 50 glasses off at least while we talk about
oh,
Not
sorry,
Funny, Haha.
Sorry.
It's killing.
No, you're right. No, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm going to leave the hat on. Okay.
So this is the story of two women who are going through abortions. I'm just going to say it. Just going to throw the word out there.
Yeah.
That's what this book's about. It's a book about if you have to make this decision in your life, what are some things that you should probably know about?
Yeah.
And it goes through it kind of, you know, not in crazy detail, but it's very informative. It's very by the numbers. Like, this is the stuff that you have to know. Call this person, make this appointment, do
yeah.
This stuff. And it also is like a narrative of two women who go through it in two very different ways. Like I said, I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about it because, you know, when we keep it light, it's a comic book podcast. Not everybody tuned in to, you know, hear about a super heavy subject.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a really impactful, really powerful book.
It definitely shows the power that graphic novels and comic books can have.
Absolutely.
The text in this book is very moving, but the illustrations really just, it's a very powerful book, and it's a book that I'm happy exists in this world. As a dude who sometimes doesn't get it on all the things, this book is a good thing to have in the world.
50 episodes it took
yeah.
You to admit it.
Well,
no, look, like I'm a straight white middle-aged dude who lives in a middle-class town in America. My life is pretty cake.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to lose, it's easy to lose perspective.
That's exactly what I thought about when I was reading this book.
Yeah.
It's written literally like as a guidebook directly towards a woman who might have to make this choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sorry, that was my sash.
It's all right.
But as a dude, I want every guy I know to read this book just to think about it and just
yep.
Be like, hey, just so you know, these are decisions that people are making in this world. It's very, very intense, and you don't have to think about it, and here it is.
That's exactly what I took away from it.
Well, and I thought this book was cool in so many ways. I thought it just captured all the stuff, even like these kind of mundane moments and waiting room moments and, you know, just really zoomed in on the whole process.
Yep.
You know, and how no matter how many people you have around you, you know, mothers, friends, best friends, the kind of singularity of this decision, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty intense.
It's also pretty amazing that they do not come down on making a political statement in
no.
This book.
No, it's the process. It's the decision. It's the
yeah.
The whole thing. It's
about what will happen and the steps that you take. It's not yep. About good or bad or pro or anti. It's like, this is a thing that is happening in this country. It's happening all over the world.
Yeah.
Be aware of it or not. But I feel like, I feel like a better person for having read this book. I feel like I know a little bit more. And I think everybody should read it.
I want these folks to write books about other subjects.
I would read anything that Leah Hayes writes.
Yeah.
From now, she's on my radar now. I'm gonna be watching out for her. That's Leah Hayes, Not Funny, Haha.
Yeah.
I think that's how you would pronounce that.
That sounds right. Yeah, it's Fantagraphic Books. What a great publisher, and they put out lots of varied stuff.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah. So check it out.
I was not expecting this book today.
Me neither.
And I didn't know what I was getting into when I read it, and I'm just so glad that we all sat down and read this thing. It was very, very interesting, and just, I love things that give you a chance to examine things outside of your scope.
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, this is, you know, we're all dudes. This is, I've been married for 25 years, and there's a lot of stuff in here. Like, I'm going to give this book to my daughter. I'm going to give it to maybe even my wife and suggest it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and we're, you know, 25 years in, and I think this just gives added perspective.
Absolutely, just to talk about.
Yeah.
Just to, yeah.
Very cool.
So that's not funny, ha-ha. Not funny, ha-ha. I'm having trouble with the enunciation there. Fun. But not funny, ha-ha, by Leah Hayes in Fantagraphic Books. Now, Marcus, if you'll put the 50 glasses back on, thank you so much. That's a great way.
Great segue, man.
I got a really lighthearted fun book.
What did you pick this week?
I picked Star Wars number 7, and I know what you're thinking, listeners, but Marcus, you picked number 1s for your big pick.
But, hey, Marcus.
Yeah.
We try to pick number 1s for the big picks. I don't know if anybody told you if you got the memo.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what, my friends. This is Star Wars number 7, but it is the start of a new story arc about the second coolest Star Wars character ever.
Who's that?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, you know when people say the second coolest something? It's always because they're fishing for you to ask them what their first favorite or first coolest thing is.
Yeah.
Hey, Marcus.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Lando Calrissian. And we have a comic book about him, too.
Nice.
We live in the greatest time ever.
So what you're saying to me that even though this is number 7, this is like kind of
treat it like a number
like
1.
A number 1.
Treat it like you have to. You can have read none of the Star Wars. None of it.
Yeah.
And you can dive in on number 7, and you are just going to get a sweet Obi-Wan Kenobi-filled comic book that leads into what the early years of Luke Skywalker was.
This is like untapped Obi-Wan Kenobi material here.
Oh, yeah. It's so fucking dope. I read it an hour ago, and I'm still all jittery on the inside about how cool it is.
So what's
here's the thing. We never really get to see Obi-Wan Kenobi like open up and really go hog wild, even in the somewhat saving.
He never goes hog wild.
No, he never. Nope, he doesn't. Even in the somewhat saving Obi-Wan Kenobi, Qui-Gon Jinn versus Darth Maul fight scene at the end of Phantom Menace, which is a good lightsaber fight scene, we never really get to see him like unleash all of his powers because he's a younger dude. He's still learning. Well, in this book.
This is a mature Kenobi.
This is a mature Kenobi, and something happens, and he has to. He goes a little hog wild.
Is this?
He's a Jedi, but he's not really a Jedi.
Is this pre desert Kenobi?
No, this is desert
mid desert.
Got it.
Mid desert Kenobi. This is.
He's hot.
He's on Tatooine. The Jedi Order is broken, and he's wondering, "Am I still a Jedi? Can there be a Jedi without a Jedi Order?" And he's not. He's letting bad things happen because he realizes he has to stay hidden, and then something so terrible happens that Obi-Wan Kenobi goes hog wild. It's awesome.
That was the name of the story arc. I think they just called it Obi-Wan Kenobi Goes Hog Wild.
One of six. Still written by Jason Aaron, one of my favorite comic book writers.
Oh, yeah. That guy's pretty good at writing comics.
And what's the conceit is that like Luke Skywalker found a journal. Isn't that the idea? He's reading his journal that he found on Tatooine.
Mm. Yeah.
Not to be confused with Dantooine, another planet.
No,
in
that's
the Star
a different
Wars.
Planet.
Different planet,
nerd.
Man. Totally come on,
planet.
Dork.
All right.
And he's kind of retracing what happens between, and you find out that old Ben Kenobi had some action in between just going to Tatooine.
Because he was there for a minute.
He was there for a grip.
He was there for like
20-some years.
Like years and years.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
Just chilling.
And this is the in-between, and it is... It's really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Read all of the Star Wars books.
You should.
Don't be a dummy. But if you haven't or you're short on time, pick up Star Wars number 7 and learn about Ben Kenobi, Master Jedi, really cool dude.
You think they got Netflix in the Empire or a Netflix equivalent?
They must.
What's he doing to chill out? He's got a lot of downtime.
I wonder if he's like, I can see Ben Kenobi doing the old man chess by yourself thing.
Playing chess, he moves a piece, gets up, goes to the other side of the table.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
Rips his own arm off, or threatens to.
Yeah.
He goes, he stares at the sand dunes for a while, comes back.
And we see a little bit of what he's doing to occupy his time.
He's messing with dudes' brains using the force talk.
He's doing that, but he also is like meditating, and he's doing a lot of soul searching and trying to figure... I love this question of like... If there is no Jedi Order, if there's no council, there's no rules, you're not getting sent on missions, Are you a Jedi, or are you just someone who has the ability to use the Force?
You're just like a badass dude in the fucking desert.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really good.
Are you a cowboy? Essentially, he's just like a cowboy.
Oh, and that's probably why I like it so much, because I like cowboys.
A samurai cowboy, because he's got that badass lightsaber.
You can call him that if you want. Yeah. Would that make you feel better?
Yeah, it would. I mean, I think it's a great combo, and so, I think that's what he is.
We're going to call this Star Wars number 7, Hog Wild, Badass Samurai Cowboy. By Marvel Comics, written by Jason Aaron. Check it out. Seriously, it is a absolute blast.
It was really good.
It's really good. And the art, who's this guy? I should know this. I'm so sorry. I'm not familiar. Simon Bianchi?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, used to be a metal album cover artist before being discovered.
And he's been doing cover
for
art.
For
comics.
He's done a bunch of cover art. He's done some interiors over the years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
He did some Thor with Jason Aaron at one point.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. They're probably buds.
Yeah. So.
Outstanding. Thank you for your pick.
Yeah, read this book.
That's Star Wars number 7. Curtis, did you have a pick this week?
I sure did. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Batgirl Annual, y'all.
Curtis, before you get into your pick, can we talk about your hat?
Yeah, sure. Why not? You should.
If you're watching the video of this for some reason, if we decided that for some reason we wanted to allow this video out into the wild,
yeah,
which is totally up for grabs at this point.
Probably not going to happen. Let's
Who
be
knows?
Honest.
No, I like it.
But if it does happen, you'll notice that Curtis is wearing a cool hat. It says Super Skull on it.
I'm rocking the one-of-a-kind Super Skull hat prototype.
Yeah, it was like it's kind of like a Johnny Quest-esque kind of logo that P. Wong put together for us.
Yes.
The hat is Johnny Quest meets the Baltimore Orioles.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
And I love it.
Because it's orange?
It's orange and black.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're thinking about that. It might be red and black. We'll see.
I love it.
Kicking around.
I wore it for about 5 seconds before Curtis took it off my head and put it on his.
He just claimed it. He just took it right home.
I kind of did.
I've spent probably the last 3 months arguing with, you know, all sorts of manufacturers and producers trying to make this hat a reality.
Yeah.
And now it's on Curtis's head.
Thanks a lot. Give me the hat.
Yep.
Yeah, nice work.
See you later.
Peace.
It turned out really well.
It sure did.
This hat will be in production soon and will be for sale really, really soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll put a picture up of it if the video doesn't capture.
We sure will.
The glory of it.
Yeah, we love it. And like Nick says, it took a long time.
Yeah.
Went to all these hat places and they're like, we just can't do it.
It's hard to make a hat.
You know?
We had never done it before. We never made a good hat before.
Yeah. Want a good hat.
Yeah. I think we've done it.
Nick, good on you, mate.
Do you have a pick this week?
I do. Let's get back to the pick. More Super Skull swag forthcoming as well.
Absolutely.
So my pick of the week is Batgirl Annual number 3.
It was so good.
So you guys probably know I like Batgirl a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus, I think, is a fan of Batgirl as well.
Big time.
This is the regular creative team, the writers anyways, Brendan Fletcher and Cameron Stewart. They've been writing the Batgirl since the relaunch at number 36. Batgirl of Burnside, as some might know. This book is awesome, you guys. Start by this dude named Ben Gall. One word, whole name, Ben Gall.
Is he a tiger?
He may be a tiger. How's that?
Yeah, it's really good. It's a beautiful cover. And so annuals come out.
Yes.
When
do they come out, Marcus?
Well, I want to say annually, but it's not always the case.
It's usually annually.
Sometimes they do more than one a year. Sometimes they do one. But
they don't do more than one annual a year.
They don't.
Yeah, goofball.
Don't they?
No.
That it's called an annual.
I understand that, but I feel like sometimes
you work at a comic shop.
The money grubbing folks put more than one out a year. Is that not true?
That's not true.
God damn it!
No, keep going.
All right. Either way, this one's great because it's a mix between two of my favorite Bat family members, Barbara Gordon, aka Batgirl, and Dick Grayson, once known as Nightwing, now Super Spy.
Wait, whose pick is this?
Dick Grayson. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm so excited about this.
Yeah, get up in there, Marcus.
No, it's just for those of you who don't know. Go ahead, Curtis. I'm sorry.
So it's really big old fat issue, man. There's a ton of pages in this comic. There's a bunch of artists. Batgirl goes to Gotham Academy, hangs out with Maps. It was awesome. There's some Batwoman up in here. I got to say, Ben Gall's art, I saw him, he did a book for Magnetic Press that we've talked about a few times on the podcast. Dude's art is great. His butt kicking is great.
His depictions of butt kicking?
Yes, he's good at that. I would say the first story in this book is sort of like, what's that movie that I'm going to forget about, where they're like storming the building with all the criminals and they got to fight all the way up to the top, and it's lots of knife fights, and it's awesome.
It's called The Raid.
The Raid.
It was the inspiration for the newest Judge Dredd movie.
So go see The Raid if you haven't. Also The Raid 2, quite good. But The Raid 1, action classic. A lot of stabbing in that movie, though, so be ready. Totally R-rated.
Wait, is this comic multiple, is a little compilation thing?
Yes. Yeah, but they, couple time, little vignettes? They time together really well.
They do.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so the opening, very Raid-inspired Batgirl, and one of Grayson's sort of secret agent buddies kicking a lot of ass.
The Huntress.
So, is that Huntress?
Isn't that the name she goes by? Is doesn't she go by Huntress?
Oh, maybe she does.
Maybe she doesn't.
I don't know.
It's been a bit.
Annie Squeezy.
She's really cool. But Curtis, you're missing the most important and cool thing about this issue.
Tell me.
Dick Grayson and Barbara Gordon, for those of you who don't know, used to have a teen romance.
That's true.
But Barbara thinks that Dick Grayson is dead. She believes that Nightwing is dead.
After the events of Forever Evil. Yeah.
But so now Dick Grayson is in the same tower. They're trapped in the same tower. And he needs to help her out because he still cares about her, but she can't know that he's alive.
Yes.
And it's torturing him on the inside because he just wants to be back with Barbara because they have a long and wonderful romantic relationship with one another.
Yeah.
But
that was the best part of this book.
Oh, hell yeah. It was so good. There's like a scene with their hands. I don't want to ruin it, but there's a lot of heart in this book. There's a lot of emotion for those of us who grew up with the Dick Grayson, Barbara Gordon romance in the forefront.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a splash of cuteness to all the proceedings.
Let it out, homeboy.
No, it's good.
No, let it out.
Do it, man. Get up in there.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Thank you. I feel better.
So this is the perfect spot to jump in and check out Batgirl if you're not already reading it.
Also,
I think.
Good diving in point?
Yeah.
What if you didn't know shit about the teen romance?
Well, you would get it, though. You'd be like, they were together at one point.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'd catch on pretty quick. Their magnetism is indisputable.
It's palpable.
That's true. You could cut it with a knife.
Also, if you're reading Grayson, this ties into Grayson 100%.
Yep.
So,
a lot of bats, a lot of pages. A measly $4.99. For like, I mean, it's like 60 pages, y'all. It's a big old fat delicious comic book.
It's a lot of comics. Somebody do the math on that for me.
I'm
per page.
I can't handle.
I don't
want to
do it. I don't know if anybody knows for sure.
No,
what the math is.
It's very cheap.
Batgirl Annual #3.
#3.
Check it out. It's going to be probably 3-4 months before they do another annual. So don't miss this one, for sure. Let's move on to the pull box.
Alrighty then.
Because there's more stuff that comes out every week.
There is.
We all know it. You know it. I know it. There's not just 3 comics that are released.
No, not at all.
This sash is being fussy.
Well, it's time to put it in its place with the Sash and Nasty.
Oh, let's do a fast and sashy.
Yeah, a sash and... Yeah, that works too. Nick, you're wearing the sash, my friend. That means that you're doing...
Wait, I'm doing
the
it?
The fast and sashy.
You got the sash.
I'm in no way prepared.
Dude, I just saw you down a 5-hour energy drink like it was no one's business.
I know, because I'm trying to get pumped for the sashy. Well, now, apparently that's what I was doing.
All right.
All right, I got 30 seconds.
You got 30 seconds, go.
It's the 50th episode. I'm going to do 50. I'm calling my shot.
50,
you, I'm going to do 50 comics.
Okay,
50,
no more talk, go.
Sabrina, it's spooky. It's really good. Ultimate Spider-Man Web Warriors for all ages. For everybody. Invisible Republic. There's journalism. There's politics. It's very weird. Manhattan Projects. Speaking of weird, it's Justice League. Gods and Monsters. Superman. I'm really looking forward to hearing this. Apparently, they made a movie that was related. The Auteur. Curtis loves this book.
I do.
Is it good? That remains to be seen.
It's great.
Deathstroke Annual. God damn it.
He's got a sword.
Wow, he's got a sword. I'm way past
you're
30
done.
Seconds.
Yeah, you're done. There you go.
All right.
No, let's count them up. Let's count them up.
It was rough.
I thought you said 50 seconds, though.
No, he was going to do 50
books. Oh, no, I was going to do 50 books. And then I fucking crashed and burned.
It's all right. Here's
what I'd like to do.
Everyone has performance anxiety.
Here's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
I didn't do many. One,
two, three. Sash and floppy.
I did 6. And yep. I wouldn't count a couple of them if I was you guys. But it's 50th episode anniversary. I think we should just keep it going.
Oh, give me that stack.
Why don't we just move right on?
All right, let's do it.
No, you're too hype. Let's get Curtis on the next one. Then we'll
all right, I'll finish out. I'll take all the bad ones at the end. I don't even care.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Curtis, begin.
Wait, these are the same books you just did. This is Justice League, Gods and Monsters, Superman. We just talked about that. I can't wait to see it. I hear it's really, really dark. The Flash Annual #4. They put out one of these every single week. This one's got a lot of Professor Zoom. IDW has got a new book called The Shrinking Man. It's by Richard Matheson. He wrote a book called I Am Legend that people have probably read. Low, #8, Remender Tokini. Read it. It's the best. Lobster Johnson, A Chain Forged in Life. This is a one-shot starring the dark... detective, sort of gunslinging 40s anti-hero. Batgirl, #42.
Very well done.
Give me the rest
I tried
of
to slow it down a little bit there.
No, you did a good job. That's what it's supposed to sound like. But how many did you get?
Wait, Curtis, you're only giving me 4 And this one's, you've given me.
This is useless dead air. What do you got? What? How many did you get?
I got five. Five of those.
Yeah, but they were all, there were five really good ones.
They were not bad.
Marcus, so. Are you ready? Your time begins
wait,
now.
Wait, Southern Bastards number 10 came out. It's a little bit of a one-shot. Southern Bastards, one of the best books in the store. Daredevil, it's written by Mark Waid. He is the man. It's also Daredevil. You've probably seen the Netflix show. Why not follow up? Deadpool's Secret Wars. Deadpool's wearing the famous Secret Wars Spider-Man costume if you read the 80s book. If you like Deadpool, you're going to like this. Age of Ultron versus Marvel Zombies. Two very mediocre aspects of the Marvel Universe fight one another. Angela, 1602. It's like Shakespeare, but with Angela, she's one of the better things that happened to Marvel in the wild. Thor's buddy cop drama.
Done.
Beta Ray Bill died.
Also very competently done.
Yeah, nice.
I'm proud of you, too.
You see the neck tat on the cover of Southern Bastards?
When I saw that, that's the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, man, Curtis loves neck tattoos.
I love neck tattoos.
But I don't really believe that you love neck tattoos.
Well, I got six.
When
I got six.
When I get a huge neck tat, you'll believe it.
You got six?
Six, yep.
Well, I think we got through all of the comics.
Yeah, that was
somehow.
Great.
Yeah.
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 Does anybody want to redo my Fast and Sashy? God, I feel so much shame. Were you guys there for that?
I missed it.
Oh, God.
I was taking a nap.
It's all right. Just listen to the podcast when it's done, and you know maybe you could learn a thing or two.
I'll take some notes. You guys are always,
woo,
you guys are always
so
real good at the
right
Fast
now.
And Sashy.
50 episodes. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling alive.
Yeah, we also just burned through like so much time.
Yeah, geez, what are we gonna do now?
No, I have some ideas. I have some things.
I want to see. Yeah, what do you got?
All right. Well, great. So it's 50 episodes.
Yeah.
Some of our listeners have been with us for a while.
True.
If you think about the dedication there, so I thought we'd take a trip down memory lane.
Okay. Are we set on calling it taking a trip down memory lane?
No, we could take a glide down. No, I have
Remembrance Valley.
Yep, we're taking a glide down Remembrance Valley. I got some questions that I've been thinking about as I've been reminiscing across the last 50 episodes of
you
Super
have some
Skull.
Questions.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, ask us.
But
that.
You were here.
You're gonna ask us?
Well, I think I'm gonna ask the question, and then I'm hoping that we'll all have educated, wonderful discussion.
Oh,
maybe people forget that I just said a couple minutes ago that I think annuals come out more than once a year. That's the goal.
Let's really. Start now with the intelligent discussion.
And begin.
Here we go. All right. So, I wanted 50 episodes is no small feat. I would say.
I mean, it wasn't. You know,
it's huge.
Hard. It wasn't hard.
I think maybe this is, yeah, there were some hard parts. There were some hard moments of this podcast.
There's barely hundreds of thousands of podcasts that have made it to 50 episodes, you guys.
That's
think
right.
about it.
That's probably true.
But I want to talk about, like, what's you got a favorite memory of doing the podcast? I got one.
I want to hear yours.
I would say in the late teens, early 20s episode.
Yeah.
We were recording a podcast, and it was the first ones we did at the Sullivan Stronghold.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we lost the podcast, lost the whole thing.
Yeah. And this is a story about my mistakes.
No, but, well, we were still in the learning phase, and we lost. We did a full podcast, said high five. Usually at the end of every podcast, we turn the mics off, and we're like, oh, God, that was... I don't know if that was a good one. Every week, without fail, we do that at the end of every podcast.
Yeah, we still do that pretty much.
And
yeah.
We did it, and we went to upload it to the computer, and it was gone.
Yeah.
Just something happened. The computer crashed. The file was gone.
Yeah, we had to redo it.
And so we all got up super early the next morning before most of us had to go to work. Nick picked me up, and we drove back to Curtis's house, and we did it again. And for me, that's like a really big moment for the podcast because it was like, no, this is going to go out.
Yeah.
This is going to happen.
Oh, I see. That's a good point. Because it was like, that could have been just like, well, fuck it.
Yep. Not putting a podcast out this week.
No podcast out this week. And once you do that, then you might as well, that's just a slippery slope
that's
to
right.
no podcast any week.
Yep. Dudes, we haven't missed a single week, y'all.
We missed one.
Was Clockwork.
It, well, wasn't it for like, wasn't it like Christmas?
It was Christmas. We took Christmas week off.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That was lazy.
But for me, I have a really... that's a really big moment for me for us. Like
you're right.
There was
totally
no
right.
arguing. There was no, do we do this? Do we not? It was like, all right, well, see you guys in the morning. And we went home, we all got some sleep, and then we came back and did the exact same podcast over again.
You're right.
And it's crazy to think to me, like we started out on an iPhone in, where was the first place we recorded?
It was in my living room.
Yeah. In Nick's living room. That's
yeah.
right.
Yep.
On an iPhone in Nick's living room with Galactus the cat. And,
that dude would sit on our comics all the time while we were trying to do the podcast.
Yeah,
it was
awesome.
Cute.
It was super cute. And now we're we're in a studio, and it's been a long road. Like we've recorded in a bunch of different places, and
that's true.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's been so cool. We got to work with some really cool people. To work with Rachel Polk, Kate Gorman. I don't know if we would have gotten to the point where we're at now if it wasn't for Kate Gorman.
I think the towel would have gotten very close to being thrown in.
Yeah.
She threw us a lifeline.
Absolutely.
She taught us a lot. Yep. She was there for us.
We always shout them out in the credits, but A-Bomb put together the music for us and worked with it and helped me figure it out in the beginning and helped me figure out some audio stuff in the beginning. P. Wong doing design work, still doing design work to this day.
Yeah. And it's been cool. Like, the community is really, you know, we need this thing. And then people just pop up and be like, I'll do that thing for the podcast.
Yeah.
Super cool. You guys got any other fun thoughts or memories? Or
getting this dude named Chad to listen to our podcast was, like, super awesome. Yeah, so he's been coming in the store for years and years, and he just reads more comics than all three of us put together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just be, like, cracking on him all the time. Like, hey, man, we're doing this podcast. He's like, I don't want to listen to that. And so it was like an ongoing dialogue for forever. Turns out that his sister, who he turned on to comics not too long ago, was listening to the podcast on a road trip. He was in the car.
Turned him on to it?
He loves it now, and he's like gone back and listened to all the episodes. Now he calls me Sweet Baby. So Nick loves that one. And this is really cool because, you know, the dude is not a podcast listener. Now he's like this avid follower of the podcast. And he's like a really awesome customer who's been shopping with us for like 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's cool that he's down. It took a while.
Do you remember my mysterious Meyer listener when that happened a while ago?
When you were identified by voice?
By voice. I was in Meyer. I had my earbuds in. I was talking to someone on the phone in the produce aisle of Meyer.
Yeah.
And ended my phone call and someone came up and was like, hey, are you from Super Skull?
Nice.
That's real power.
It was cool. I was like, yeah, totally. I talked to the person for a little bit. I've never seen that person in the store.
Yeah.
Not once.
Sweet. You have such a distinctive voice.
That's true.
Thank you.
You can just pick out just a mile away.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep.
Yeah, but yeah, just, you know, one, we were talking earlier, do you think you've ever given a bad piece of advice? I know I have. I've made one bad pick.
On the podcast?
Yep, I'd say I've made one bad comic book recommendation.
I would say that you've made more than one,
my friend. I've made two. I can think of two.
Okay, what do you got?
Nick's been stacking them up. He's got a list. So.
I'm so glad we get to talk about your bad recommendations. Yeah. I'm totally kidding.
Okay, no, I can admit to two of them.
Okay.
Dark Engine number one.
Yeah, that book sucked.
It was terrible. I was taken for a moment. I don't know what happened.
Sometimes every week you got to pick a book.
You got to pick a book, and I picked.
Are you guys thinking of Dark Gods?
No, Dark Engine.
Dark Engine with the teleporting warrior woman into the.
No, this was a guy who was in an office.
Oh
complex.
No, this wasn't Dark Engine. You're totally right.
That's right.
Oh, Curtis, you're totally right.
What was it? Are you sure?
I think it was Dark Engine was pretty cool.
Dark Engine was pretty cool.
Yeah, you guys are thinking of Dark Gods, I think,
I'm looking it up right now.
Who's the writer? It's the guy who does Spread. And he also does Luther Strode.
Yeah, so it starts out a guy's in an office complex. People start dying. He becomes part of like a satanic cult. And for some reason that week, I was like, oh, God, this is really cool. That book is terrible. I am so sorry, listeners.
It was an Avatar book.
Yeah, it was an Avatar Press book. And I think I had like recently read some War Stories, which is also done by Avatar, but is actually quite good. So I was on this weird, weird kick, and I recommended Dark.
It is Dark Gods. I just found
Dark Gods, and I'm so sorry. And that book not only is bad writing, but it's also pretty womanizing.
Yeah.
And the ladies of Ann Arbor let me know, and I appreciate that.
So that's something that I think was kind of tough about the podcast when we first started, because we are three white dudes talking about comics.
Yep.
And we struggled early on with like how to address some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember a lot of long conversations before we would start recording that got pretty heated sometimes talking about how we were going to approach something and how we were going to talk about something and what do we say? What do we not say? Is it a cop out to just not say anything?
I think we landed on, yeah, it is. And we don't care about the folks that we would worry about offending with, you know, not all dude talk.
Yeah.
Is not enough to care, and I think that's where we landed.
Yeah,
you know,
we're not perfect all the time by any means, and we still say stupid shit. But we did make a decision really early on, like we're just gonna do it.
I think you and I got into a very heated conversation about the Batgirl issue.
Yeah,
that was a big one for us. We like really hashed it out.
Yeah, that was the controversial Killing Joke cover. Is that one?
No, it was. Is it 36, 38?
Oh, that was
It had a. I still feel weird about it because it was such a heated thing for us. It was such a heated thing for us, but it had a transsexual character in it.
Yeah.
And
who, of course, was the villain. And
was the villain, and there was this whole thing, and the internet was on it, and we were on it, and man, that was a rough episode for me.
Yeah, and the easy thing to do in a lot of those cases would be just like, yeah, we're not going to talk about that. We're just gonna let it go.
Yeah,
but we didn't do that, and I'm glad we didn't do that.
We're gonna try to continue.
Yeah,
to just kind of just wade into it.
We're all about trying to get more sweet.
That's like, the thing.
We don't know all the stuff.
Yeah,
we're slogging through it, getting our hands dirty.
Yeah.
But we're prepared to get better at all the stuff.
Yeah. Exhibit A, my pick today.
Yeah.
On our celebratory 50 that with balloons surrounding us.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Party hats.
Hey, remember that time, Curtis, that I picked Superman Doom number one as my pick, and you and I were all about it, and Nick, I think, almost stopped podcasting with us.
He damn near blew a gasket.
That was a really shitty book. Do you guys read that?
It actually isn't as
bad.
We
totally did.
I've read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Well, you know, some people like fun, Nick. You know, sometimes not all cheese and biscuits, my man.
That's not what you wanted to say, but I'm not going to press you on it. I mean, so if I could have a you know, get your board buzzers ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
But I'm fucking honored that anybody listens to this at all.
Me too. And we have so many super fans. We do, and like really we do. Like we have people who come into the shops every week, talk about what they listen to on the cast, and just
they call it the cast.
They call
some
it the
of
cast,
them. And I love them for it.
Yeah, and you know people ask us and talk to us about what we're into.
It's a huge honor to be a part of anybody's day at all, and we can't thank you enough for listening to this.
Yeah.
And it's so awesome to hang out with you guys every week and too.
Yep.
I love it so much.
Yeah,
I look forward to it every week.
Yeah, so I think we should do at least 10 more episodes. What do you guys think?
I was thinking 5,
and then we'll just call it good.
I say we're at 50 now.
Yeah,
do we push it?
You want to keep doing this?
Do we just stop now?
I mean, we just stop. Where do we go from here?
Space.
Yeah.
It's the only place we can go.
Okay.
Space.
Nope, we got to keep kicking butt because we want to make a bunch of Super Skull swag. So we actually have to keep doing this.
We should put all the episodes of the podcast on a Zune and launch that Zune into space.
Zune.
That was the old Zune. Microsoft. It's an
MP3 player.
Yeah,
it was
the
iPod killer.
Yeah, so we put it all in a Zune and we send it to aliens. And we send it to God.
Yep.
What do you guys think?
And then they'll see it and they'll be like, this species is woefully underdeveloped.
Yeah.
Don't contact them yet for at least another 20,000 years.
Or destroy them.
Or exactly.
Have them destroyed. Them.
That's pretty, yeah. No, I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
So,
outstanding.
Humanity.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
God, I'm just thinking of so much of the other crap we've done. Remember the beer run? There was like a 5-episode run where we were drinking beer.
Well, we were very drunk in the early episodes.
Yes.
I think that's fair to say. So we were a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Or at least I was certainly uncomfortable. And it was always at the end of a work day.
Sure.
So
a little frazzled.
So we're drinking
Hot damn
and whiskey and
what was the old corn?
Oh, corn whiskey. That's what it was.
What was it called though?
No, it's
mellow corn.
Mellow corn.
Yeah.
And at what point we're mixing at least I was mixing the mellow corn and the hot damn.
Oh my god, my
so
oh.
sick.
Oh
man.
Oh god. Oh, that makes me feel horrible.
And then we stopped doing that for a little while. I think because
I was just like crazy, like, okay, that's too much alcohol. Now just more coffee until I feel normal again. Oh,
yeah.
I feel too horrible now. I need more alcohol. It was just like a hot mess.
Yeah.
For like the first 5 or 10 episodes.
For sure.
It turns out the secret is don't.
Yeah.
Just use your brain.
We did go into relapse a little bit because you remember once we got to Curtis's, the Sullivan stronghold, and we had the studio there.
Yeah.
And I missed that table. I have to be honest, the tall leg table.
I missed that too.
Well, now it's the perfectly legged table.
Right.
Yeah,
I,
that's true. That's
I
true.
Fixed it, so.
But we got there. And then for a couple episodes, we were doing the beer run where we were drinking beer during the podcast. And then Kate Gorman told us to knock it off because we were being goofy.
Yeah.
Well, it's a huge faux pas. You don't talk about drinking on your podcast.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You know what we've been doing for the past 5 minutes?
Yeah, you don't do that.
Apparently.
Yeah, it's been a good run. It's been a good...
Curtis, you worked so hard and you built a studio in your house, man.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Well, I loved to do it. I loved putting that foam on the walls.
It looked so good and it worked so well.
Yeah.
And we had all of our microphones up in the house. We had this opportunity to like come to the library and like we couldn't turn it down, but we have an auxiliary. We have a fucking backup studio.
So we got like two studios, basically.
We have two studios, basically.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You guys want to drive over to the other studio later and hang out?
We should just hang out in the studio. We should record another podcast in the old studio.
Oh, yeah, it's a great idea.
Kylie likes to record in there. She does music.
Kylie is your daughter.
Kylie, my daughter. And she cleaned it yesterday, like crazy cleaned the studio.
Yeah.
Like folded the windows down and cleaned like both sides of the windows. And she's got her keyboard set up in there. And so the studio right now, y'all.
She wiped down my microphone?
Is immaculate. Yeah. Everything is.
It needed it.
Sterling. Yeah, she got all the bits off your microphone, finally.
Thank
goodness.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, all the boogers and stuff.
Well, it's 50 episodes of Super Skull.
Yeah.
I
can't wait
to
do more.
Out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
big moment, Nerd Night, when they were like, hey, you're going to talk for 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we did that, that live podcast that's never been aired on our podcast.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't ever think, but we did do that. The three of us talked in front of it was a full house, too.
Yeah, it was a full house. They gave us 10 minutes.
Yeah. I ripped my pants.
We tripled that. Nick ripped his pants, and we thought we were going on first.
Yeah. We were the headliners.
We were the headliners. But so instead. Yeah. Yeah, that was a great time.
That was rough.
Yeah.
Jesus. And by rough, I mean we all had like 6 or 9 beers, and we prattled on for like 45 minutes.
So now that we all talk about this, do you guys find it troubling that we cope with our anxiety with alcohol?
Nope.
Do we want to get into that at all?
I want to pretend that we just think we're really awesome. So we're like, yeah, we'll have a beer. We can handle our booze.
Just be cool. It's cool to drink beer.
Yeah, who cares, man? I'll have a couple of brews before we go to work.
Let's do this.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, in another 50 episodes, I don't even know what we're going to do for 100.
I don't know either.
Podcast from the moon.
Live from the Himalayas.
100 episodes. Luck changed in that time. 100 episodes. Who
That's
knows
true.
Where we'll be.
We'll probably, in 100 episodes, we'll probably do it in a teleport. We probably will teleport directly to your house, talk to you about comic books for an hour, and then teleport back to our own houses.
That'd be great.
Did I tell you guys about my fantasy of putting the Super Skull studio in the comic shop, in the loft, where we keep boxes?
I thought about that a lot.
I want to do it.
It's too low.
No, we'd make
it
work.
We wouldn't fit.
We would.
You know that movie Being John Malkovich?
Yeah.
It would be like that movie Being John Malkovich.
Well, we'd just have to sit down. You can't stand up.
So
sitting room only.
You think you could even sit up there?
You totally could.
So my
You want to like beanbag it?
I've got a vision, Nicholas. Jay Wolfwood, Y-Bar, the third, Esquire.
My thought is, when we had first talked, Curtis and I, even before I started working at Vault of Midnight, I talked about doing a podcast, and Curtis wanted to do a live with studio audience podcast.
That's right.
At Vault of Midnight.
Yep.
And I have always had in the back of my head this idea with the redesign where in the middle of the shop, there's like a space and we would just podcast in the middle of the shop, regular business day, wild things, you know, just footloose and fancy free. I've always thought about that. Just like people walking in the store be like,
say wild
going?
Things?
Wild thing. I don't know. Hog wild about things. That's what's happening today.
Wow. The amount of times you've said hog wild today is awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've always had this idea of being able, like doing a live studio podcast in the shop. I don't know. Who knows if it'll happen, but I'd like to give it a shot sometime.
So
we could get there.
Cool. So I want to give a throw out to some of our... to all of our fans. Thank you so much. Everyone who sent us a question, everyone who's left us feedback or, you know, traveled with us from, iTunes to SoundCloud when we did the SoundCloud migration over to our own website. And you guys stuck with us and you guys have just been with us through a lot. And it's the best. And thank you so much.
Yeah. It's not like, it's not the biggest audience in the entire world, but like it's so cool to be able to do this. And
dude.
It's so fucking cool
that,
you know, we have anybody that gives a shit at all and they come in and talk to us about it and we get emails about it from all over the country and it's been great.
Yep. The amount of time we spend talking about it in the store is pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Like when I go out to Grand Rapids, people be like, hey, you're on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? It's awesome.
And if we've ever...
And then they're like,
if somebody,
yeah.
If to make, just to get a good comic, if somebody heard about something that they had never heard about, and they read it, and they liked it,
yeah,
then it's fucking mission accomplished.
That's the mission.
I say.
Yep.
If it happened to one person,
yeah,
we could pack it in. Can we pack it in?
Let's pack it in.
All right.
We're done.
It's a pleasure, gentlemen.
So what are we going to do? We're going to wrap this thing up.
I was going to read the credits. What do you want
to
do?
We want to ask people to please send us questions.
Send us some questions.
We need some questions.
Send us a review. Give us a review on iTunes.
Subscribe to Archie at your local comic shop.
Yep.
Also.
You're definitely going to want to do that.
If you send us some questions and we use your question, we will give you something.
Okay. Go. Keep, this is all improvised. Keep going. Yeah,
It might be a sticker.
Well, you can do better than that.
It might be a t-shirt.
It could be a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be a Super Skull limited edition hat.
Curtis is going crazy.
That's
right.
I'm giving away
Curtis,
the farm.
Curtis, these savings are too crazy. You have to stop this.
I won't stop. I can't stop.
All right.
I'm a savings maniac. Somebody find my bunny suit and my chainsaw.
Also, if you like us on Facebook, maybe post your favorite stupid thing we've done over the last 50 episodes.
Yeah.
We would really, really like that.
Absolutely.
We're very nostalgic today, and we joke around a lot, but, you know, it's been a big thing for us.
Yeah.
So please let us know what you've liked, because, gosh darn it, we like all of you so very much.
Yeah.
Remember that time the kid, I went to Grand Rapids to run one of the event parties, and the guy found me and found out I was on Super Scroll. He's like, oh, you're the one I disagree with on everything. Remember that when that happened?
Yeah.
Guy, I want to know who you are. I miss you.
If you met Marcus, you'd think he's a lovely man.
You would. He is.
If you hung out with him.
He's a real teddy bear.
Oh, thanks, guys.
With a heart of gold.
I had to tell like every woman in Ann Arbor that for a while early on in our podcast career. Like, no, this is not who he is.
He's not an idiot.
Give him a chance.
Jesus, I remember that. You make one
good
comment.
Times.
You make one comment.
Well, it was a series of comments, but thus ends another issue of Super Skull, the Vault of Midnight podcast. You can hear us every Wednesday wherever podcasts are found. Our music was created by A-Bomb. Our logo was designed by Philip Wong. Our producer is Rachel Polk, who got a bunch of like balloons for us today and noisemakers and like,
she's
man,
cool.
She's just the best.
She's the best.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Yeah.
Boy, howdy. Make sure that you follow on Twitter and Instagram. Super Skull Show is our handle. Check out our website, superskullshow.com, and send us questions. Send us some questions, and we're going to answer them.
Yeah.
Super Skull is brought to you by Vault of Midnight, Earth's finest comic books and stuff since 1996, where we all work. This is Nick Wybar for Marcus Schwimmer and Curtis Sullivan, wishing you good reading for another 50 weeks.